under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Page? Salomon?
Here.
Quorum present?
I'll make a motion to excuse Sally with approved excused absence.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be developed by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We only have one item approval of the July 9th. Commission regular meeting minutes as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second. Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving on to hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Okay. I think I know why you're all here. Moving on to correspondence. Scott?
None.
Okay. And city manager's report. Mike Kane, our city manager, is off this week on vacation. So we'll go past that. Reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. In our packet is the June financial statement. Any questions for Cindy? Okay. We have no old business. And moving on to new business, the pickleball court striking recommendation. Tim?
Thank you, Mayor. So back in at our last Parks and Recreation Commission meeting, contingent of a couple of enthusiasts pickleball attended and made a pitch to the commission to convert court number 4, which is the most westerly court at Rotary Park, to kind of full-time use as pickleball. As part of that recommendation, the chairperson asked that I reach out to some of the other users of the tennis courts to see whether they would have any concerns with that. That conversion also to actually kind of lay out the feasibility of doing what was proposed as 4 pickleball courts on court number 4, and then kind of running the costs out so the commission would know what the expense would be. But with those provisions, the commission voted unanimously to recommend it to the city commission. So in my report, you can see I did a brief write-up on the public outreach. There were no concerns that I've received as of today's meeting regarding the actual conversion to pickleball. We did have some issues with respect to layout of the 4 pickleball courts. We basically looked at 3 different options. I labeled them for the purposes of the packet as option A, which is orienting the courts side by side, kind of stacked 4 lengthwise along the 120 feet. The concern or the problem with the layout for option 4 is this would work if there was more width for the for that court. That is a slightly narrower court than traditional, so it didn't leave enough end space for the players at each end of the pickleball courts. There's 60 feet that's required, and per our field measurements, there's only 58 feet available, so it's about 2 feet short. So that is not a layout that I would recommend. Option B was trying to stack the courts into quadrants and do kind of 2 on one side and 2 on the north side, 2 on the south side. That would look like it had promise until we laid it out again on the in the field. And what really kind of drives the decision here is the spacing that's required between the tennis court and the edge of the pickleball court. And that needs to be 12 feet. When that 12-foot minimum spacing is provided, then it only leaves 2 feet of space up against the fence. I reviewed that out in the field with Bob Alger last week before I wrote the recommendation up, and he felt it was really too tight and would pose, you know, a potential danger to players that would be, you know, very close to the edge of that fence line. So with that, what we discussed in the field was option C, which would be kind of the short-term option, to lay out two pickleball courts roughly in the center of court number four, and that would provide ample space both at the ends of the courts and on either side of the court. Then court four would then become two dedicated pickleball courts. Right now we have two kind of courts that are dual tennis and pickleball, so this will create two dedicated courts together with a little wing fence in the middle there to kind of catch balls that are stray in between the players so that somebody doesn't inadvertently back over a ball with their foot coming from the other court. So the plan would be to do this as part of the repairs to the tennis court projects, which is still scheduled to happen before Labor Day sometime. Unfortunately, I don't have a time commitment yet from our contractor to do that, but he did say several weeks ago that their intent was to have it done before Labor Day. Secondly, I'd recommend that instead of just having dual stripes on court number three, which is the next tennis court to the east, that we also double stripe court number two, which would in effect provide for four pickleball courts at this location. We leave tennis court number one as kind of a virgin tennis-only court. Some of the more serious players, I think, will maybe better appreciate having a court that isn't double-striped, at least one at this location. And then long-term, we evaluate court number three's use and see if pickleball continues to grow and the demands continue to grow to potentially convert it in the future. That's my recommendation. The costs were summarized in the memo as well. It looks like we're probably looking at something on the order of about $2,200 in expenses. We do have some funds in the Parks and Recreation capital budget, some that was not allocated to any specific project, and I recommend that we utilize those funds for the purposes of making this conversion.
Thank you. Any other input, Scott or Cindy? We'll go on to input from our fans here, our pickleball fans. So, yes.
Yeah, Ann Eagle.
Yes, please state your name for the record. Thank you.
Ann Eagle. I think it sounds great. I mean, we've played over, and East Jordan on Friday, and they have four dedicated courts, and it was wonderful. So we're so happy that the city's dedicating some courts specifically pickleball here in Lake City. So it all sounds wonderful.
Shirley Suter, that I live at the Landings, and we have quite a few people that play every day. Sometimes we are using all four courts playing pickleball, even though only two courts are marked out. We're still trying to eyeball it and play it. So
play the cracks.
Yeah. Oh, we go by the cracks.
A question for you: when you have your pickleball fans playing, do you ever see a group of tennis players?
Yes. On occasion. Yeah. Of all the times I played, two times I've seen tennis players.
Once I saw two courts with tennis players, but usually, if there's anybody, it's usually just the end court. Yeah.
And it's usually during Miracle Week. And it's usually during the 2 weeks of July, first 2 weeks, that's when it was usually the busiest. But since then, there hasn't been hardly anybody up.
We did get kicked off once last year when there was a tennis tournament for the high school, and we were going to play, and we all had to leave because of the high school came first, obviously.
Any other comments? We'll go to the board deliberation.
I fully support the recommendation, and. I do have a question about the resurfacing. It was some kind of an agreement worked out? I mean, where we have incurred costs in this agreement?
We have not incurred any costs beyond for the repairs, beyond one-third of the engineering cost to determine why the courts failed. So there was about $6,000 in total costs that was split between two of the contractors and the city, roughly $2,000 each for that engineering analysis. And the repairs, which are on the order of about $35,000 to $40,000, are being picked up by the contractors.
Good news.
Just want to schedule a part of prime team.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I think it's a good investment for us to be supporting this growing support.
You?
Tim, the only question I have is on option B, how hard would it be to move the fence? I mean, what did you evaluate the cost of, you know, since they're doing all this work, what it might cost them to just move the fence back to make it work?
Yeah, we did not. It would be, it's definitely going to be in the thousands of dollars. It is a high, you know, it's a tall fence. I don't have even a rough kind of fencing number in my head, but I know that they purposely, when the courts were redone a couple of years ago, they purposely left the fence in place because it was very expensive to take the fence down even for the reconstruction. So I think that probably gives you an indicator that it's, you know, in the thousands of dollars to
Does a pickleball court require a fence as high as a tennis court, since the ball doesn't fly quite as far as a tennis ball?
I mean, I suppose it may not.
It's 2 inches shorter than that.
No, the fence around.
Oh,
it's the perimeter fence.
No, because in East Jordan they have a lower fence.
Could it be possible to look, I mean, an option to look into that? Since there's no scheduled time for it to be redone yet.
Based on the kind of history with the contractor that's leading the repair effort, sometimes they've not given us a lot of notice.
They might just show up tomorrow?
Yeah, so that's why I keep pressing them to try to give us a date so, one, we can let the users know that it will be closed for about a week, and that we can also arrange our schedule. So that's kind of why it's here before as the only agenda item today, because we know it's probably sometime in the next 5 to 6 weeks that the repairs will be made, and we wanted to get your input before we went forward. But I can certainly get an estimate and email that out, or email it to Mike and have Mike send it out.
That's all.
So
just going on your thoughts. You'd have to expand the cement too. Yeah. You'd have a seam in the wrong place, but maybe.
I don't think you move quite as much on the side in pickleball as you do in tennis. So.
I guess my.
And we're just talking a foot, right?
About 4 feet.
2 foot.
About four.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're doing. I'm sorry. It's fine.
Yes, go ahead.
And you said that court is. The fence is here. Is there a reason you wouldn't have gone to court one to try it?
Yeah, court one is the same.
Oh, it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, maybe 6 inches.
Okay.
Bigger.
All right.
So we would need to expand, if you will, towards the top of the page by about 4 feet, which would mean removing the 1.5 to 2 foot wide footing that is there now for the edge of the court where the posts are set in, and then expanding out 4 feet from there.
And the reason you didn't turn them the other way is because of the distance between the tennis court and the pickleball. Okay.
All right. Yep.
All right. To do at least 3, maybe. All right.
Right.
My thought on your issue is it might be just as effective cost-wise to, in the future, just add 4 courts on their own.
Yeah.
The shorter fence.
Yeah, right.
Comparing costs, that might be a better decision than remodeling when we have I don't have any facts to back that up.
Yeah.
We have the real estate to do it.
Well, it might be good to get a cost and then we can figure out how it might get funded or funded. fundraising and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
To at least know what the goal might be.
Yeah, and they do their right.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if we can refer that to the Parks and Rec Committee to have them explore that and see what the other options for expanding opportunities.
I'm in full support based on Tim's recommendation that this is, you use the word as a short-term solution or a temporary, I think you said something like that.
Short-term.
So, you know, we got options and pathways to get these growing, which I know it is. So, any other discussion?
Well, I would make a motion the City Commission approve layout option C for the conversion of tennis court number 3 at Rotary Park to 2 pickleball courts as presented.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page? Oh, sorry. Solomon?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. On the agenda, we'll go on to go to the order. Anything, Dean?
Just a comment that I thought the ceremony for the twinning went very well, and it was kind of a tribute, I think, to both communities. Too bad we couldn't have more people there, but it would have been more fun, but it was a good experience.
Thank you.
And I thought you did a very good job.
Excellent job.
You have represented Boyne City. Thank you very much for that.
Appreciate that.
And the concert was wonderful.
Yes.
It was one of the best concerts I've been to in a long time.
It's really good.
Right?
Good.
Okay. Speaking of the twinning, and for your information, we twinned or sister city. We had an official delegation come last week, and it was a very good success. Not very well attended, but great success. Yeah. And our delegates from Boyne Valley, Ireland, just had a great time. So one day was at the Mackinac City doing a concert, another day at Sheboygan Opera House, another day at Petoskey, and then they came to our high school at the Performing Arts Center and did a concert. And this was Voices Across Border. Borders Without Voices.
What is it? Voices Without Borders.
Voices. And teamed up with that was an Irish contingency, and they performed, and then they kind of broke off on their own and hung around Boyne City for a couple of days. I have a letter addressed to Mike Kane. As their plane is about to touch down in Dublin, I am here in my office at home sending emails and photos to the various government departments for their support, and I also thought it fitting to just send you a quick private note to extend my utmost appreciation for everything you and your team did to make our delegation most welcome in the twinning a huge success. The feedback I've been getting from the group during the week has been extraordinary. They were really bowled over by the generosity and hospitality of our Irish party. Again, my apologies for not making it. This was from Jerry Mead, who started this process about 4 years ago. He was the mayor, and he wrote me a letter, mayor to mayor, and I passed it on to Mike, and the staff kind of ran with it, and it's been a progress of 4 years. And unfortunately, he didn't make it because he's no longer mayor. But we met the mayor, the current mayor, and he was quite a character. So I hope to get there for St. Patrick's Day because a delegation is coming to Chicago, and it's a quite long letter, but I'm waiting to talk to David and Mick, and they were the two that came to our town. For me, it personally is turning into an even more serious endeavor. So I'm going forward with enthusiasm and passion on both sides as ours, and I'm looking forward to meeting up with David and Mick later this week for the full story of the trip of a lifetime. Again, well done on your great work last week. So they were pleased, we were pleased. Pretty special, and they've got quite a few gifts. I'm sure they're going to be in the city vault until we decide what to do with them and make a display of our Boyne Valley, Ireland. So that was very good. Anything else for good of the order?
I just want to say thank you for approving the pickleball courts. Appreciate it. So.
Well, I think it's great that we have an active community and that we are able to respond and you know, accommodate different sports, different parks, different activities. So it's a win-win situation. It is 12:21. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.